This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Coming up in February the 31st, Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby. And Cam Lawler, one of the people behind the scenes making it happen, on to talk about it. Cam, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing good. It's a 31st year for this, a four-day event, and I have a funny feeling that you're probably the chair of all this again.
Yeah, the great Paul Beck recently retired, and I think last year we were on the show together, and this year he's committed to fully retiring. So, thank you, Paul, for everything that you've done, and it's exciting to be part of such a great event here that supports such a great cause in our community.
So how did you come to get involved with this to begin with?
I moved here about 6-7 years ago, and love fishing, love the North Umpqua. It's one of the things that drew me here. And just got connected. Audrey Barnes, who used to be in charge before Tina took over, she got me involved, and then just continuing to work with Tina and Paul. And, the more time you spend on it, and the more, we see good done in the community through the work that we do, the more excited I am to be part of it.
So every day is a little bit different. Kind of take us through the schedule. We start out with Student Day on February 1st.
Yeah, so it's a four-day event, and a lot of it is, obviously the fishing. But on February 1st, we have Student Day, and we partner with local schools and spend a day kind of taking them out into the field. And what we're really looking to do is partner with some of our government organizations and local companies to teach kids about forest management, law enforcement, fish and species, fish species restoration, watershed restoration, and kind of get kids interested in careers in the natural resources fields before they get off to college. So that's Wednesday. Thursday is one of the marquee events. That's Kids Day. And anybody who's interested to see a bunch of kids learn about fishing, just go to our website. All the guides donate their time that day and take them up to Cooper Creek Reservoir for a morning of fishing, and they all get life jackets, and that's donated by North River Boats. And, the events really get kids interested in the sport, interested in fishing, and, gets them out of school for half a day too, which is pretty cool.
And I imagine every year that, and even though they live in the area, that there are probably kids that go out there, this is like a brand new first time experience for them.
Yeah, it really is. And, it's great that our guides participate in this, because for a lot of kids, it's their first time out on a boat, fishing out of a boat. And, to work with people who catch fish for a living, it really is a great event for kids to, just really have their eyes opened up to a new activity of being outside versus staring at a screen.
So on Friday, the big derby begins. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so Friday kicks off the two-day steelhead fishing competition. This year we got about 41 teams, I believe, with 80 anglers in 41 boats. And they get 2 days of fishing. You can't fish the same stretch twice. So if you fish the north one day, you got to fish the south or the main the next day, and kind of vice versa. And it's just a really, really good event. It's really fun. There's a lot of friendly competition out there. It really exposes a lot of people, to how great our rivers are, and just a really fun event.
Yeah, and then on Friday evening, the Derby dinner and auction, and you bring in a lot of people on that one.
Yeah, we've brought in up to 700 people at times down at the fairgrounds, and the fairgrounds does a really good job helping us accommodate and put everything on. And that's, that's really the marquee event. The fishing is a blast. It's 2 days of fishing, but Friday night we see a lot of people who didn't fish still show up and support our cause. And to get, I think last year we had well over 500 people, and that was as we were pushed back because of COVID. So it was really cool to see that we still had a lot of community support rally behind this event. And the auction, we get a lot of great donations. We get a lot of support. Willie Boats, one of our title sponsors, and every year there's a drift boat that's in there. Sam Lee is going to be our auctioneer this year. There's fishing trips. There's a four-wheeler. You can win guns. There's a lot of other day trips and vacations that are being auctioned off. And all the money that we raise through that, you know, stays here in Douglas County and goes towards wildlife and river restoration projects on the North Main and South Umpqua River.
And over the 30, 31 years of doing this, I mean, it's really brought in a lot of money towards fishery enhancement and those other things as well. The amount's kind of stunning.
Yeah, you know, really when I took over, when I first started, I was like, oh, cool, this is, you know, an event about fishing. And I had no idea that over the history, they've raised almost $2 million through these events that have all gone towards, you know, like I said, watershed restoration and outdoor education projects and community outreach and getting the kids involved. You know, it's pretty impressive to see, you know, up to 700 people in that room all supporting the cause.
And if people want to attend the big dinner and auction, how do they get tickets?
They go to the UFED online link or contact Tina Roy at 541-672-0757. You can always just Google the Umpqua Enhancement Fishing Derby, and there's a direct link there as well. It's this year it's $75 for a ticket, but you know, the food's good, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun raffle items, too. You know, you see a lot of people walk out there pretty happy, and it's just great to see as many people come in from around the community to support what we're doing.
All right, coming up on the 1st through the 4th of February, 31st Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby, and Cam Lawler on with us. Cam, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, hey Kyle, if I could just say one last thing, I just wanted to thank all the people who put this together, all of our volunteers, and then we've got some great sponsors with Willie Boat and Pape, Peterson Cat. You know, Clint Newell does a lot of the Kids Day, Cascade Community Credit Union, and Cal Creek. I just wanted to thank them for all their support as well.
All right, Barry.
And thank you for your time. And we have a new live feed. If you check out umquafish.com, there's a live feed of the Winchester Dam, and you can see salmon and steelhead moving through into the North Umpqua, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. Good stuff to check it out. All right, so again, that's coming up the 1st through the 4th. I'm sure we'll talk about it again before we get there. Cam, thanks for being on.
All right, thanks for your time, Kyle. Have a great day.
8:41 at the Morning Report.